do you get the best young minds onto a project? Well, the Cleveland Water Alliance offered up cash and support and put out a call around the Great Lakes region for the Erie Hack, and the ideas started flowing.
Four states, two countries, pulling together over 45 teams of techies, entrepreneurs, coders, businesses, engineers, and environmentalists to put their talents to work collectively and individually for our most precious natural resource.
That's Cleveland meteorologist Betsy Kling. She emceed as the final nine teams pitched their ideas to a panel of judges. Think a little bit the TV show Shark Tank and a lot toxic algae and beach monitoring. It was a personal project for Lewis Lane, a one-man team from Toledo, who laid out a scenario for the judges.
Imagine receiving a phone call at 6 o'clock in the morning from your spouse and being told that there are toxins in the lake preventing anyone from actually using the water. Now, imagine actually having to use bottled water to brush your teeth, to wash dishes, having to use bottled water to bathe your six-month-old child.
Lane remembers when this happened in 2014. He was among a 500,000 people in Ohio and Michigan who were told not to use their tap water. Toxic cyanobacteria in western Lake Erie had clogged water treatment systems.
We're here because local governments are actually spending millions of dollars each year trying to prevent this thing. And I'm actually here today because I never want to feel as helpless as I did the day I received that first phone call.
So Lane pitched a floating drone. It would monitor the lake for cyanobacteria, collect data, and could also inject good algae into the water. Another team, the Water Warriors from the University of Akron, use young students to collect data about pollution in the lake, arming them with spectrometers that detect nitrogen and phosphorus.
Currently, schools and educators have been priced out of the market, until now. Our functioning prototype costs less than $20 to make. And with your $40,000, we're aiming to get 250 spectrometers immediately into the hands of our Northeast Ohio school teachers and kids.
And then there was MicroBuoy, a team of PhD students from Wayne State University. They pitched a nanosensor. It can be placed inside a water buoy and continuously measure for environmental contaminants. It sends the results out in real time. But what really caught the judges' attention was their nano-sized battery, so small it can also be inserted into a faucet to detect contaminants like lead.
And you said it was rechargeable with the solar panels?
This battery is rechargeable, yeah.
With the solar panels?
With the solar panels.
After all nine teams gave presentations, the judges announced the winner.
Finally, the grand prize winners for Erie Hack 2017 with $40,000 cash and $10,000 in kind, MicroBuoy. Beers are on him.
The contest organizers have already announced another water hacking competition for this fall. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.